Everything, absolutely everything. So there's a germ-free studio, and there you go. So I just want everyone to know that I did those things for you because I miss hanging out with you doing a live radio show. 2 years. 2 years of sending in shows to the radio station, and it feels so good to be back doing a live show. Now, my only trouble here is I don't know how to use the phone. It doesn't. What is this? We got. I missed that in the training. What if someone calls and I got to answer it? Well, I guess we're just going to have to move on. All right. So Steel City Music has changed over the years, of course. Before all the pandemic, it was like a 6-hour show here, and then now it's down to 3 hours. But it's still some of the same things, still interviews, and still what's going on in the greater Hamilton area. So if you got a show that you want to announce, hit me up at SCM Graham on Instagram as well. Facebook, the whole silly, you know, the page that I built, you can message me there. Or you can message me on Steel City Facebook group as well. Twitter, Steel City Music is out there on Twitter as well. So there you go. Those are all the ways to cover off. And the website will be coming in 3 weeks. Yes. I have said that for so long. Oh, it's almost done. It's almost done. It was never almost done. There was a lot of things going wrong, but that's okay because now I know it's going to get updated. So there we go. So things are moving along. Excellent. I feel like John Lovitz there, waving my arms around. All right, so let's just get into the whole what's happening around the greater Hamilton area. Let's see. Maxwell's Concerts and Events is putting on a show in Waterloo. It's White Cowboy, Oklahoma, with the Rebel Few. They're at Maxwell's. Doors, Taco Joint, and Metal Bar tonight. Memory Lakes, Montgomery, Group Therapy, and Maya Blue. What else we got here? Kiddos. Oh, here's one. Mills Hardware. And that's tonight. 19 plus show, $25, and you get your HST stuff on top of that as well. 7 o'clock Doors, so that's in a couple hours, folks, if you want to go check out that show. And the tune that I got loaded up here, What in the World, sounds fantastic, man. It's like it's really good. So that's going down. What do we got here? Oh, the Casbah. Tribute to Tom Petty is happening. Yeah, a tribute to Tom Petty. I think we lost him 6 years ago. I'm trying to remember now, 5 or 6 years ago. So there's a tribute to act going in called Highway Companion, and it's known as the most authentic tribute to of music to Tom Petty. It's $22.23. So you get some options there, some music to play around with for stuff that you want to go check out. Okay. And what else we got? Born in the 80s at Bridgeworks. So that's going to be like a big 80s dance party happening down at Bridgeworks, which is at 200 Caroline Street North, just down off of Barton there. So that'll be a lot of fun. Now, what should we spin? What do we got here, Gunnar? What do we got loaded up? Why don't we do this? We'll play some Spoons out of Burlington, Romantic Traffic, part of that whole 80s thing. And I picked the song Century City from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album because I haven't heard that in like so long. I wasn't going to do Free Fallin', too obvious of a choice. But let's start things off with What in the World? How about that from the Brothers Landreth? Can we do that? Can we do that? Are we allowed to do that? No? Yes? Maybe? Huh? Maybe the button doesn't want to work? You don't know? Yes, it does want to work, Gunnar. Once the button is clicked, then the music comes on Steel City Music.
I'd be reaching out for nothing in the middle of the night, trying to have punchlines, but they don't land right. Who would I miss? Who would I hold tight? Will outshine the sun in the morning light? What in the world would I do without you? What in the world would I do without you? Who in the world would the birds sing to? Make all of my dreams come.
what I can undo. What in the world would I do without you? What in the world would I do without you? I'd be driving at night with no lights on, trying to find my way.
Ah, the catchy sounds of the Spoons. Romantic Traffic. Gunner here, Steel City Music on 101.5 FM. I'm clapping along, singing along, going in the studio, dancing around just a little bit, because I'm cold. I get the air conditioning just cranked in here, you know. My old man body is not doing well. Oh, God, I tell you. Oh, come on, warm up those hands. Can you hear that? I'm trying to warm up my hands here. Yes, we're covering off on what's going on in the greater Hamilton area. And we just had some shows there. Of course, UIC out of Exeter, a great band over the last 25 years playing rock and roll all around Southern Ontario, will be at the Horseshoe Tavern tonight. Also, Chalk Circle is at Lee's Palace tonight, which should be a really fun show. I also do another show, Steel City Music, over at the sister station here, CFMU 93.3. And I was, I remember distinctly saying that I saw them on it was like a midweek show, and it was in Hamilton. It was at This in Hollywood, and it was like latter part of November, and it was cold. Like, for some reason, we went into that weird cold snap. And there was like just a handful of us there, like maybe 25, 30 people at the most. And I was with my buddy Gavin O'Sullivan and Steve Foster, and we're sitting at the table. And then these guys were just like cranking out all the hits from the late 80s, being a very, very popular band back then, part of my youth. And so I was trying to figure out what song I was going to play with them, but I finally figured out that I was going to spin April Fool's. And that track I will have coming up for you. That's happening tonight. Doors are at 8:30. You know, so you still have time to make it down if you want to go, sort of thing. So go check it out. Great band. Also, Golden Boys at Mills Hardware tomorrow night. 70 style kind of funk kind of stuff, that the song that I heard. And that is happening at 7 p.m. Doors. Opening up is Fontaine with Chris Ulrich. That's at Mills Hardware at 95 King Street East, right in downtown Hamilton. 19 plus show. Tickets are only like $20, so you're, with the taxes, $20 and change. So there you go. Should be a good time. Also coming up on Sunday, over at Mills Hardware, Amanda Room. It's her album release show. That's going down. Eventbrite.ca, you can find out information on tickets on that. Just type in Amanda Room, and you'll find out more information on that. On that show, let's see, what, any other details do I got here? No, I don't got any more details on that, so there you go. And also another show, which should be kind of funny. I'm just looking at the picture now, I'm just like, oh my goodness. Heather Valley and the Current State are part of the Gemini Jamboree, a celebration of gems. And for everyone who's like a Gemini in the local music scene, everyone's going to be partaking in this one. We got V-Bell DJing as well. Also, Danger Death Ray will be performing, I think, like an acoustic thing that they're going to be doing. Sounds of Separation, Nim from Basement Revolver, will be who's a multi-instrumentalist, will be performing. Basement Revolver is just got back, I think, last week from doing a European tour with the Lemonheads. And I'm like, that is amazing. They're so lucky to be able to do something like that. And from what I gather, they had a great time, except for the whole flying back thing where, as you know, when you fly back and you sit on the tarmac for hours and then there's a problem, there's a delay. And from what I read, it was a very trying time. But they did the tour, they're back home, and they got some rest, and they'll be doing some more shows, that sort of thing. Also, Toronto Airport, go early. If you're flying out, trust me on this one, go early. It's a bit of a nightmare. Just go early. Trust me. All right. So what do we got lined up here, old Gunner? Why don't we spin Amanda Room, supposed to be me. Katie Lunchmeat track from Golden Boy. And we'll get to some other stuff, too. How about that? You're hanging out with Gunner. Steel City Music on Indie 101.5.
stressed. And yes, I am too. Lately, I've been thinking that maybe if we wanted to, if we could take a trip.
Thirty and change right now. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music on 101.5. Katie and the Lunch Meat was the track from Golden Boy. Coming up, Danger Death Ray, Creature from the Black Planet. But first, as promised, tonight, going down at Lee's Palace, Chalk Circle, April Fool.
Ooh. like sunshine. I need your wind in my hair, your sun on my skin, your gold in my veins, and I'll let it all in. Like sunshine. Like sunshine.
Hamilton's own Melissa Marchese right there, the track Sunshine, and before that you heard Push and Shove, Harm and Ease. I guess last night they played the Mills Hardware, and I was going to go to the show, and then, you know, I fell asleep on the couch like an old, old man. Hey, if you're just tuning in now, it's Steel City Music on the air on Indie 101.5. It is so good to be back on the air, spinning tunes and hanging out with you on this Friday afternoon. Well, going into Friday evening, really. Tonight, also, I think it's 7 o'clock. The Bulldogs are they're right into it. I think they're getting some Windsor Spitfires going down at 7 o'clock. So if you're into some hockey and supporting some local hockey, head down to First Ontario Bank. Bank, First Ontario Center. Is that what we're calling it? How about Cops Coliseum? Why don't we just – we all know it was Cops. So just go down there. Go watch a game. Jesse Elliott, former broadcast journalism student from I don't know when, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009. I don't know. He's in a great band called was it Jesse James and the Medicine Show? And I would catch them playing at This Ain't Hollywood years ago, and they put on a great show. Cool dude, took time out of his day to pull over safely on the side of the road and do a quick phone or let us know what's been going on with the band, that sort of thing. So I had a pre-recorded chat via Zoom, as you know, if you listen to the show. That seems to be all I do over 2 years. But here it is, and check it out.
One, two, three. He pulled over on the side of the road, and he said to himself, do I take this call? I should take this call. And then to his delight, he answered, it's Gunner from Steel City Music. On the line with me right now is Jesse Elliott from the Jesse James Medicine Show. Good morning, sir.
I love the intro, Gunner. That sounded really, really like a crime drama almost. It made my life so much more interesting than it actually is.
You know what? If there's anything that I know that both of us on this planet, our purpose is to make other people's lives interesting with our stupidity and our general presence in their lives.
It's a gift, really, and we just try to give back to the people as best we can. I understand. That's exactly right.
Hey, man. So it's good to be chatting with you again. The last time we spoke was, was it like July or 2001?
Last time we did something like this, it was actually saying goodbye to This Ain't Hollywood. It was a lot sadder an occasion then, for sure.
But, yeah.
About a year ago.
I was just starting to say that. It was just like, because we were reminiscing about some of the shows at the club, and it was like that band, not Crazy Lake Spider, Spider Dance Legs or something?
Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy Long Legs. I was so close on that.
Almost there.
And we're talking about what a great band they were to see at the club a couple times like that. And you were talking about how you would just stumble into the bar and get a chance to see bands and you know, all the other fun stuff. But now, it feels like 10 years, to be honest, because COVID has been so long in our minds mentally that I feel that I need to, like, reach out and catch up with everybody all over again.
I feel like I aged 10 years in 2 years, that's for sure.
Well, you look great on radio. Just want to say that.
Thanks, man. Pretty good. So do you.
Yeah, man. That's why we were built for it. What's been going on with the band?
We've been hitting the ground running. We're so happy that things are back up and running. We did a show with Daddy Long Legs in 2019, and we kind of laid low because we thought we were going to get an album recorded and everything, and it never really happened. The world fell apart, and we were in about 2 years of purgatory. But now, with everybody getting excited, the warmer weather's coming back, the venues are starting to let bands back in and fill them up, and people are starting to come back in droves to see shows now. So we're jumping on anything we can. We've been doing a bunch of DIY shows. We got a DIY show coming up at a house party in London on Friday. Next night we're playing at a bowling alley in London. So you're getting a bunch of really cool events coming up that are mostly towards London, but we've been playing a lot in Hamilton as well. We got a show coming up in July at the Casbah. Just any place that'll be having us on. We played with metal bands recently. We've been playing with punk bands. Right now we're just getting our feet wet playing again. We're just excited to be back playing, and it's what we do best, right? So.
Hey, you had a show at Bridgeworks a little while back. Was that with the Standstills?
Yeah, so it was supposed to be at Bridgeworks, and things happened. You know, they couldn't sell enough tickets, so they actually moved it to Mills Hardware, which was a much more appropriate venue, I'd imagine, for a Sunday. So that was actually a really fun show. They were really, really kind to us. We were talking about them about possibly getting in recording our new album we're doing in July, and they were saying how, giving us some advice about whether or not we should do vinyl or CD or anything like that. Wonderful guys, wonderful people. And that was a really fun night. That one kind of came up. We did a show with Tim a while ago at the actual Bridgeworks, and he's stuck around. He liked us, so he asked us if we wanted to do this one, and it turned out to be a great success.
Are you talking about Tim Potocnik from Sonic Onion Records?
The very same, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the guy from the band, like, going, wow, that's incredibly helpful for a one-off show.
Nah. We have met people like that, though, actually. We recently did a show opening for Doghouse Rose. We were supposed to play, that was at the Casbah, and the Creep Show were supposed to be at that, but, you know, the great saddening known as COVID reared its ugly head and someone got sick or whatever. I don't know, but they had to bail. But, yeah, the Creep Show were fantastic, and they really... They're really kind to us, and they're asking about whether we can come out to Toronto and play with them. They're putting our name out there to their label people and stuff. So they were really, really kind. They really liked us, so they thought we'll do what they can to help us out. So we have encountered that kind of help in the past, actually.
Hey, if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and on the line with me right now is Jesse from the Jesse James Medicine Show. And we're just doing the old catch-up thing about what's going on with the band in the month of May and into the future. When you were referencing looking to record something back in 2019, and now that Tim Potocnik gave you some advice on vinyl versus CD, that sort of thing about recording, are we still in that mode of recording by yourselves in regards to your own home-built studio, or are you looking to move into a studio?
We're actually, this might be the perfect time to announce this. We've got ourselves set up to go to Sugar Shack Studios in London again. We're going there in the beginning of July. Got 6 or 7 days booked, and we're hoping to knock out our whole debut album out there. And we're really, really excited about that, because this is the first time we've gone to a studio that they've heard us play. They know what we sound like. They're not trying to get us to sound like something different. And they just say, okay, this is what you guys want. Done. This is what we can do for you. And we actually did a live off the floor session with them back in the winter, and we listened to it, and it just sounded, we thought it sounded incredible. So I thought, if they can get us to sound this good live on something like this, let's try with doing a recording there. And then we actually went to see the Real McKenzies play back in March, and they had an opening group called Wine Lips, who are just fantastic. And we bought their album, both James and I bought a copy of their album, and we realized that it was recorded at Sugar Shack. And anyone that listens to that album knows it's absolutely fantastic. And you know, the drums and the guitars and everything comes out perfect and super clear, and it's like super psychedelic garage rock. So we figured if they can get them to sound good too, we got to go here. So they made some time for us, and we're going in the beginning of July.
That sounds great, man. So what does the rest of the summer look like for you guys in regards to bookings? Have you been contacting the festivals a couple months ago? Will you be doing any of those things like local, the Cactus Festival, say, here in Hamilton, or anything else?
Definitely message the Cactus Festival. We're waiting on something about that. We thought we had an in with the Rib Fest and everything like that, but with the way it's happening right now is you have so many bands rushing to the door to try and get in. And so while we did put in an application, and I'm sure about 20,000 other bands also did as well, and so a lot of them got picked up. So we're not doing too many festival things coming up. We've got something in July. We're going to be playing a sidewalk series on Concession Street. It's not the street fest. It's like the sound of the sidewalk or whatever, which is going to be really fun. And if you can just walk by and come hear us there. For the month of June, we don't really have anything booked up yet. Most of the time, it's just us getting ready to go in and record, because we've got 10 songs and we've got about 6 days. So we're really just going to kind of hunker down and do those. But once the recordings are done, the sky's the limit for us. We're going to run out and take as many shows as we can, preferably in Hamilton. We don't like having to go elsewhere to play, but we will, because Hamilton's where we're from. We love it. But,
right.
You know, it's getting the recordings ready, filling out these gigs we have coming up, and making sure that we sound the absolute best that we can on our album, because that's our main focus right now. Jesse here from the Jesse James Medicine Show, coming at you from the telephone, and we are so happy that live music's coming back. We hope to see you at a show very soon. Check us out on YouTube, check us out on Bandcamp, and check us out on Instagram. There's only one of us, the Jesse James Medicine Show, and we will see you soon.
It's been 16 years since I left home, 21 since I've seen my wife. I hear she's living down in Birmingham with a brand new husband and a secondhand life. I joined the Navy just to see the new world. I left my home to forget the old. I ended up in Johannesburg. $50 and a tale to be told. I said, once more and never again, I'll turn away from the drink so I can clear my head. But I can't deny a long lost friend, so open up a bottle and drink with the dead. Drinking with ghosts, they got a lot to say. Good advice and warnings for a rainy day. Drinking with ghosts won't solve your problems, 'cause they're already gone. Yeah, they're already gone. Drinking with ghosts, just me and my thoughts. Drinking with the ghosts of all the battles I've fought. Drinking with by myself, but I'm not alone.
Jesse James, Medicine Show with the track Drinking with Ghosts. Pushing on 5 o'clock and change right now, and you're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. Years and years and years ago, I think we got a CD back at the old station, whether it was like C101 or was it the original version of Indie 101 or was it maybe the Hawk got it too? I don't know. But this artist that I'm about to talk about has been around forever. Like I've seen him at this scene in Hollywood. I've seen him at the Casbah. Wears a motorcycle helmet. He played with B.A. Johnson. distorted guitar. Just all kick drum. All this crazy stuff going on. His name's Bob Log. And I'm going to spin some for you. And why don't we just do it right now? Check it out. That thing you do that you think you did. Bob Log on 101.5.